This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections is picking up momentum. Top leaders of major political parties are touring various parts of the country and holding public rallies and roadshows in support of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi began his two-day visit to Tamil Nadu today with a roadshow in Chennai this evening. He arrived in Chennai by a special flight and sought votes for BJP candidates Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan, Paul Kanagaraj and Vinoj P. Selvam, who are contesting in Chennai South, North and Central Lok Sabha constituencies. The two-kilometre roadshow began at Panagal Park and ended at Eldams Road, Tenampet. Mr. Modi was accompanied by State BJP President K. Annamalai and others. Tomorrow, star BJP campaigner Mr. Modi will address two public meetings in Vellore and Mettupalayam near Coimbatore. In another event at Madurai, DMK leader and State Chief Minister M.K. Stalin canvassed for the candidates of INDIA bloc. Addressing a public meeting at Madurai, he criticised the BJP for targeting the opposition leaders with ED and IT and putting them behind bars. Single-phase polling will be held for 39 Lok Sabha seats in Tamil Nadu on the 19th of this month. Earlier today, Prime Minister Modi addressed a gathering at Balaghat in Madhya Pradesh. Mr. Modi said, 2024 Lok Sabha election is a very important election for the 21st century India, adding that this is not just an election but a mission to build a new India. He said the BJP government is following the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and is giving priority to every city and village of the country. The Election Commission has directed the Union Home Ministry to deploy 100 more companies of Central Armed Paramilitary Forces in West Bengal for upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Sources said 55 companies of the Central Reserve Police Force and 45 companies of Border Security Forces are being deployed by the Home Ministry on the instructions of the Commission. Officials have been directed to complete the deployment on or before the 15th of this month. The Election Commission of India has issued notice to Congress leader Randeep Singh Surjewala for his undignified remark against BJP leader Hema Malini. Mr. Surjewala has been asked to submit his reply by 5 p.m. on the 11th of this month. The Delhi High Court today dismissed the plea moved by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate ED in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam case, as well as the remand order passed by the trial court sending him to ED custody. Justice Swarnakant Sharma upheld his arrest and a subsequent remand, holding that ED was able to place enough material, statements of approvers and AAP's own candidates stating that Kejriwal was given money for Goa elections. On Kejriwal's arguments challenging the timing of arrest ahead of general elections, the court held that challenging the timing of arrest in the absence of any mail of ID on the part of the ED is not sustainable. Mr. Kejriwal is currently in judicial custody. He was arrested on the night of March the 21st. The National Investigation Agency has arrested key accused identified as Harvinder Singh in the Atari drug seizure case. Indian Customs had seized over 102 kilograms of heroin worth 700 crore rupees in April 2022. The case relates to a major conspiracy hatched by the international drug cartel to circulate drugs in India through various distributors and channelize the proceeds to the foreign-based masterminds. The Enforcement Directorate has provisionally attached 1,807 acres of land worth over 52 crore rupees in a bank loan fraud case of Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank. ED has initiated investigation on the basis of an FIR registered by Mumbai Police against the then directors of Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank, Joy Thomas, Varyam Singh and other unknown persons. The UN Security Council President has referred the Palestinian Authority's application to become a full member of the world body to the Committee on the Admission of New Members. Malta's UN Ambassador Vanessa Frazier proposed to the committee that met yesterday to consider the application, adding that deliberation has to take place this month. Malta is President of the Security Council for April. Director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, Gavin Schmidt, has said, if temperatures do not fall by the end of the year, climate change could move into uncharted territory. And with that, we end this news bulletin.